Small language models, why bigger isn't always better. For almost 2 years, the default option for enterprises has been, for any task, send it to the largest model, the one capable of handling the most demanding instructions. The model would be used for everything from composing emails to summarizing support tickets, extracting data from invoices, and answering customer queries. However, as enterprises transition from pilot use cases to production workloads handling thousands or millions of queries per month, finance and infrastructure leaders alike began having the same question. Do we really need to use a large front-end model for every task, or is there a smaller model that could handle the same task with less expense? It is this recognition that has driven the recent rise in small language models, or SLMs. Rather than a solution to replace large language models, small models are an example of right-sizing, and right-sizing is something many enterprises have already grappled with in the context of cloud infrastructure. What small language models actually are? Small language models are AI models with around 1 to 20 billion parameters, as opposed to hundreds of billions for frontier models. These models are created with a specific purpose in mind, to provide a cheaper, faster alternative for specific tasks or domains. Some small models are general but compact, while others are specialized on a particular domain such as contract review, product support, or medical coding. A small model is unlikely to perform as well as a frontier model on a prompt that requires broad knowledge or reasoning across subjects, but on a specific domain, it can perform equally well or better than a general model while requiring significantly fewer computational resources to operate. Microsoft's Phi-4, which has 14 billion parameters, has shown performance on par with or better than much larger models on some mathematical and reasoning benchmarks. The trend of smaller, narrower models outperforming large, general ones on specific tasks has increasingly been observed across different companies' research efforts, and it has become evident that such models can provide substantial benefits for the right tasks. How and why small language models lead to savings? This is where the value for customers who care about cost-effectiveness comes in, and there are several reasons for it. 1. The cost of inference, or using the model, is either lower or comparable for similar workloads. A 7 billion parameter model will cost much less than a 70 billion or 175 billion model to serve a similar request at scale. And industry estimates suggest that narrow or specialized workloads could be up to 10 to 30 times cheaper when hosted on a self-managed model than a large one. For some workloads, the cost difference between self-managed SLMs and API-based frontier models has even been estimated to be 20 to 100 times. While managing your own models does have overhead, especially when compared to using an off-the-shelf API, at scale, small models will typically be cheaper to operate than large ones. 2. The smaller model may be hosted on cheaper hardware. Many companies are exploring using smaller, specialized models that can be hosted on less expensive GPU instances, or even CPU instances, or edge devices. In some cases, it can even replace cloud-based model inference entirely with on-premise or even edge model inference. 3. A smaller model will generally have better latency characteristics, which means faster response times. It is especially valuable for tasks that are used in public-facing applications where every millisecond matters. 4. A smaller model generally requires less energy to operate, reducing the carbon footprint of large-scale model inference. Companies have the option to substantially reduce their energy consumption by using smaller models whenever possible. 5. A smaller model can reduce risks associated with data privacy and regulatory compliance. Some industries are legally required to restrict the data that can be sent to third parties or may have data localization requirements. Using a smaller, self-hosted or managed model eliminates the risk of having to share data with third-party providers. Where SML and large LLMs are appropriate. A responsible and cost-effective approach to enterprise AI generally makes use of both small specialized models for the majority of workloads and large frontier models for tasks that require generalized reasoning or open-ended prompts for which there is no suitable specialized model. Similarly, there are some workloads for which a smaller model is unlikely to provide sufficient performance improvements to be worth the engineering effort. Some workloads that are suitable for SLMs include high-volume, repetitive tasks such as classification, tagging, sorting, and similar activities. Domain-specific tasks for which a company can employ its own data to fine-tune an open-weight model or a proprietary model from a cloud provider. Latency-sensitive tasks such as real-time chat and assistance. Tasks that involve sensitive or restricted data that cannot be shared with third parties or processed in the cloud. On the other hand, frontier models are better at tasks that involve open-ended or multi-domain prompting, or tasks that do not occur often enough to benefit from the optimization of a specialized model. Additionally, large models may be appropriate for early research and experimentation when it is not yet clear what specific tasks are going to be used for an enterprise AI initiative. The companies that benefit the most from small language models are those that can develop an appropriate routing strategy for different tasks. By using the right model for the right task, companies can maximize savings while minimizing the risks associated with self-hosting or model selection. The infrastructure layer beneath the model choice. One thing that many companies forget when considering the switch to small language models is that the infrastructure hosting the model is also a factor in overall cost effectiveness. Self-hosting means making decisions about what cloud instance to use and how to scale them as demand grows. Some companies may want to use a specialized GPU cloud, while others may prefer to use managed instances on a public cloud provider or self-managed on-premise hardware. Making the wrong decision could negate many of the advantages of using an SLM. In effect, the challenges associated with optimizing the overall infrastructure costs for a given workload are not that different from the challenges associated with optimizing AI costs in general. Enterprises that want to reduce their AI costs by switching to smaller language models must consider the cloud costs optimization perspective when selecting an appropriate infrastructure for their needs. Summary and conclusion. Small language models are not a passing fad, but rather a sign of enterprise maturity driven by the desire to optimize AI costs. Choosing the right model is a part of a larger process of right-sizing that is applicable to cloud infrastructure costs in general. Enterprises that have been managing their cloud costs responsibly will recognize many parallels between right-sizing for cloud infrastructure spending and optimizing model sizes and inference costs. By continuing the same principles of infrastructure optimization, but applied to a different domain, companies can ensure that they make the most responsible and cost-effective choice without sacrificing performance. At the end of the day, the principles of right-sizing remain the same regardless of the domain. Find the option that provides the best value for the given use case.